Antrim and Newton Abbey Council, I just wonder if they have anything to say on this matter. They license the car park. They're in charge of the car park. Belfast International Airport, as a commercial company, is in charge. So let's look at the potential safety implications of Belfast International not telling their customers that their cars may have been flooded while on their property. Ian Crowder from the AA. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
A tragic story, isn't it?
Well, tragic that someone's car is damaged, but who cares about a piece of metal? What we're caring about today is whether there are any safety implications for people who trusted Belfast International Airport when they left their car there, and they still don't know that they may have a safety risk. Is there a safety risk around a car which may have been flooded?
There is, absolutely. This story raises so many questions, and safety is one of the key ones. If a car has been flooded, the water can affect the electronics in the car, it affects the exhaust, it can affect all sorts of aspects of the vehicle. If, as Emma suggested, that the level of the water in her car was up to the dashboard level, then it could well have affected the electronics which manage the airbag. And the airbag could potentially go off without notice or not go off if it has to. So there are lots of aspects. And in fact, what I can tell you is that where cars have been flooded above sill level, in other words, the water has got into the car, insurance companies almost always will write the car off as a category A or B so that the car is taken off the market and can't be resold.
Belfast International Airport are in a situation where customers drove out of that car park with their cars having been potentially flooded without any warning. Would you ever drive a car in that situation?
I wouldn't. And I think Belfast Airport does have a duty of care to its customers, and those customers have parked their vehicles expecting to return to them and to drive them home. Now, I know that the rain in Belfast on the 28th of July was unprecedented, but it does beg the question about whether the field in question, the overflow, the misnamed overflow car park, was known to be a field that was subject to a flood risk. Indeed, if that field had flooded in the past, then I think that the airport does have questions to answer. Yeah. In terms of accepting liability for
we don't know if that field ever did flood or not. We do know that these cars, this isn't the whole airport car parking, this is the park and fly overflow section. Yeah. Of the airport that we're specifically talking about,
which is presumably at a much lower level than the rest of the airport.
Ian, here's the important question. So we're talking about, we believe this happened on July the 28th, but we don't know if it happened a day before, a day after, or if indeed there is other torrential rain and people parking in that same area. Could it be the case, Ian, and I think this is the most important question I'm going to ask today, could it be the case that someone has driven out of that car park, and there has been no problem with the car, but that the damage might still have been done? And that they're sitting on a car which potentially is unsafe, or would the problems have manifested themselves by now?
No, they wouldn't necessarily have manifested them. As I mentioned earlier, insurers write off cars because they can store up problems. For example, the catalytic converter can be affected by flood water, and that could fail and need replacing. Perhaps 6 months later, the electronics in the vehicle. Vehicles are very sophisticated these days with computers on board and electronic systems which are very sensitive to moisture, systems on the car could start to fail. And the most important thing is that safety systems could fail. For example, the electronic emergency braking system could fail without you realizing it, and dashboard lights could start coming up without you realizing. And you know, basically, you could be driving what could amount to be a death trap if it has been seriously flooded by water, which is why insurance companies write them off.
So no, that is very... You're representing the AA today.
I am.
That is very strong language. You're stating this morning, I want to give you an opportunity to reflect on that. If you believe that to be true, then you can confirm it. Are you telling me that for anyone who parked their car at the Park and Fly car park at Belfast International Airport during this time of torrential floods, we know that two cars have been written off through flooding. Are you telling me that others, unsuspecting, because the airport have not made any of this public, are you telling me they could potentially be driving a death trap?
Potentially they could be if the water was above sill level, if the water got into the car, if it had got into the engine management system, if it affected the airbag system, if it affected the engine control systems, then those could fail at any time over subsequent months.
So why then are people driving cars that are potential death traps if they've parked at this section of Belfast International Airport? Well, firstly, I'm surprised that
the car started, actually, because if the battery was submerged, then it's highly likely that the... And in fact, I think Nick said that the battery of his car was flat, didn't he? And that the minibus driver actually jump-started it for him. But to be honest, he should have left the car there. And I would advise anybody who believes their car has been flooded to contact their insurance company and tell them.
What, Ian, should people do? If they're listening to this today, they've parked at Belfast International Airport and they're hearing you describe the potential. You know, they're taking their kids to school, they're taking themselves to work, whatever. And they're now hearing the AA saying they're potentially driving a death trap. Should they get out of the car?
Well, I think the first thing that they should do is go to a garage, a main dealer for the car that they're driving, and get them to check it over, saying that they believe that it has been subject to flooding. The garage will say whether they'll check all the systems of the car, and they will confirm whether it's safe to drive or not. They should tell their insurance company that the vehicle has been flooded, if it has been flooded above sill level, and water has actually got into the car. And you should be able to tell that. Underneath the mats would be wet. You'd have a peculiar smell. If you turn the demister on, it might mist up the windscreen instead of clearing it, because water is in the heating system. It is just... You know, as I say, insurance companies write off cars that have been flooded. And if that is the case, then you can expect that the insurer will pay you the going rate, the market value for that car. And you should potentially have a hire car provided as well. And you should be able to make claim from your insurance company, and the insurance company will in turn, if the airport is proved to be negligent in the way that it's managed this, then they should be able to reclaim those costs from the airport, and you will have your, if you've lost your no-claim bonus, you will have that no-claim bonus restored.
And to be specific, Nick, or Ian, and the reason I'm going over this again, you would advise people, because people are going to be wondering, right, what do they do? Because Belfast International Airport are giving them no advice, no steer, nothing.
My advice strongly...
Should they be at least getting their car tested?
Yes, you must do that. If you've got any doubt, if your car has been flooded, really, there could be problems with that car that could affect the safety of it. So if you're relying on the emergency braking system and it doesn't work, I'm not suggesting the brakes would necessarily fail, but cars are very sophisticated nowadays, and systems can fail on them that have a safety effect. Let me tell you, one of our AA patrols 2 or 3 years ago was recovering a vehicle from flooded water in England, and he leant across the steering wheel in order to unlock the, turn the ignition on to unlock the steering lock. And as he did that, the airbag went off and broke his arm. So that was, as he turned the ignition on, the airbag went off and broke his arm. So, and you would certainly wouldn't want an airbag going off while you're driving the car along.
I think as we all listen to this today, the AA, an established authority on motoring, publicly saying that those people who park their cars at the overflow section of Belfast International Airport may be driving a death trap.
Potentially.
Yes, potentially.
Yeah.
And that you should certainly be getting a test done to your car.
Yep. Get your car checked over and tell your insurance company.
I think with that context, there is a major question to be asked of Belfast International Airport this morning. And here it is. How can we trust you?
Yes.
How on earth can we trust an airport that decides not to disseminate any information publicly whatsoever? When the media, when this program goes to them, I think at least four times now, that they are not wanting to give safety advice, to give their advice, to tell people to check their cars. And there is, you know, this isn't about money. This is about people's safety and people's lives.
Yes.
Sonia in Belfast, let me start. We're starting to get lots of calls on this morning.
I'm sure you are.
And I would appeal to Belfast International Airport. Are you absolutely sure that you do not want to talk to your customers? And if you don't, that little slogan on your website where you brand yourselves and you tell customers in this country it's your airport, well, how about it being their airport now and you communicating with them? Let me bring in Sonia. Morning to you, Sonia.
Hi, Stephen. I would just be concerned. We weren't in the overflow car park, but we were in the next row in front of us, and we weren't told at all about the possible flooding or damage to our car. It was the car park was chock-a-block. We were lucky getting parked where we actually got parked, and we were very nearly going into the overflow car park, but we didn't hear anything from anyone about flooding or anything. We arrived back after 2 in the morning on the 31st of July with our 2 teenage children to bring them home. So it was quite worrying, really. You know.
Well, as far as we know, the cars that were affected were parked at the overflow section, but we don't know for sure because the airport won't tell you.
Yeah, that's very bad customer service, if nothing else.
Are you worried about driving your car?
Well, yes, I am now. It wasn't at the time because we didn't obviously think it was an issue because no one said anything.
Did your car start okay? Was there any evidence of water in it?
No, but the field behind us was totally flooded, and my husband commented that he wouldn't like to be trying to get the car out because it was totally waterlogged. That was on the early hours of the 31st of July.
Let me bring in the travel expert Simon Calder this morning. Morning to you, Simon.
Good morning,
well,
Stephen.
Well, you've dealt with, you know, you've dealt with me and on many stories across Five Live and here of customer service from an airport, and we're usually talking about people being delayed, and at the end of the day, it's frustrating, but nobody's safety is at risk. Here's a story where the AAA is telling us that people's safety is potentially at risk, and a major international airport saying nothing, Simon.
It is absolutely extraordinary. Let me take you back to Monday when, you might recall, Gatwick Airport had a huge problem, departure screens going blank. Now, obviously, nobody's safety was affected or threatened by that, but it was a complete pain for everybody. Of course, the airport made the best of it. They said, oh, tens of thousands of passengers got away without problem. But they, of course, had to admit that 200 people had not had their had not made their flight. Of course they did. I mean, I'm talking to airports, airlines the whole time. And you know, things go wrong in air travel. It's really complicated. And when it happens, you put your best foot forward, but you always tell people what is going on. And I've just been listening with my jaw dropping further and further. And I'll tell you what, Stephen, I think this is all about. Can I take you back to the terrible tragedy in Corfu where 2 children died because of carbon monoxide problems on a poisoning on a Thomas Cook holiday? Thomas Cook, for years after that, would say nothing. At the inquest, their executives and past executives were saying, I refuse to answer those questions. It was absolutely terrible. Eventually, of course, public outcry got so intense that they had to change their policy and start apologising. I mean, what I was hearing from Ian Crowder at the AA, that people are driving around in cars which are potential death traps, is terrifying. And I, as you have been doing, call upon Belfast International to get in touch with everybody, even if they don't want to talk to you, get in touch with everybody whose car was there and say, you've really got to get this checked out. Stop driving now. We'll give you a hire car, whatever it takes. But I suspect that they experienced this problem. They went to their lawyers. Their lawyers said, whatever you do,
don't. Well, we don't know what the lawyers have said, do we? We do not know.
No, but what advice the lawyers have given. I'm absolutely speculating here that that their insurance company or their lawyers just said, don't say anything to anybody, especially not Stephen Nolan. That's pure speculation, but it would kind of explain why they have taken this extraordinary attitude.
And could this happen again? Have lessons been learnt? And would you, Simon, given what we're hearing this morning, park at that airport and go off for 2 weeks and come back?
Well, I would gladly leave my car with any airport which I felt would take a reasonable attitude. And that means that if something terrible happens and stuff goes wrong the whole time, you know, nobody's got a problem with that. You know, it's probably a bad idea to use a muddy old field as an overflow car park. But having done that, things go wrong immediately. You know, OK, if we got their email addresses, it's going to be upsetting. They're going to be sitting by the pool in Fuengirola, but we're going to have to tell them so that they don't do anything dangerous when they get home. It is extraordinary that, as you say, a big international airport should be taking this attitude instead of doing what's right for the customer. And yeah, people would of course forgive it. Yeah, it's going to be an expensive business, but it's going to be even more expensive if they refuse to talk to you.
Well, look, just to repeat, the advice from the AA this morning is that if you parked there and you believe that your car might have been flooded, get your car into a garage and get it checked. Ian Crowder telling us this morning that the airbag may, not definitely, may go off while you're driving, that other safety features of your car may have been compromised. Billy in Lisburn, morning to you, Billy. Morning, Billy. We'll see if we can get him back. Robert, morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, there's three points, quick points I would like to make. If you're third party only, you have no claim from your insurance whatsoever. Most car parks have disclaimers in it. And thirdly, was there proper drainage in that car park that affected all them cars? I think there are three very relevant points, because make no mistake about it, if you're a third party only, you have no claim whatsoever of your insurance. The only way you have a claim of your insurance is if you're fully comprehensive.
Robert, good points that you're making this morning. Billy, I know you have to go. Your point, please. Morning to you.
I just want to know, Stephen, does the airport have planning permission to park cars in the field? Because I know a guy, the minister, closed them down at the international airport. He closed a lot of people down because they didn't have planning permission for fields.
Well, we asked the council, the council here, Antrim and Newton Abbey Borough Council, we asked the council if this overflow parking area required planning permission, and they said the council understands that Belfast International Airport has exercised its 28-day temporary use rights under Part 5 of the Planning Order 2015. So the council essentially said, Billy, that yes, the airport have had permission for this. We're going back to the council now. And if the airport won't speak, we will get people that look after our safety in other ways to speak. We're going to go back, Billy, to Newton Abbey Borough Council right now and ask them, what are they going to do about a situation where a private company is refusing to interact with customers who the AA is saying are potentially driving cars which have had their safety compromised? Like, what do you think should happen here, Billy?
I think the airport should be liable. No insurance company should be paying out, and nobody should be out of pocket for the airport's fault. Putting people in a field, and taking their money to park in a field. What's secure about that?
Ian Crowder, just because you've been with us a long time this morning, just finally from you, your message to the public?
A simple message. First of all, get your car checked out, and if there is any suggestion that there are some issues with the safety of the vehicle, you need to tell your insurance company, and the insurance company will get an assessor along and decide whether the car would be written off or not. If it has been affected by flood water and the safety systems on the car have been compromised, the insurance company would write the vehicle off and ensure that it doesn't remain on the market and get eventually resold for somebody else to buy the potential problems that that car has. So yes, this is an extraordinary story, and I have to say that as I work in public relations, the fact that the airport is not making any comment, I find extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary.
Ian, thank you. And final words from you, Simon?
I'm sorry, I didn't get to hear what Ian had to say.
He finds this story extraordinary, and the airport are staying completely silent about this. Extraordinary,
absolutely.
Too.
And I've been looking into the ownership. Clearly, it's a privately run airport owned by a combination, if I'm not mistaken, of Houston Airport in Texas and, would you believe, the Ontario Municipal Employees Retirement System. In other words, to pay the pensions of all those Canadians. And I can only imagine they have been extraordinarily badly advised, and echo your calls for them to say something, and crucially, on the basis of what we've been hearing from the AA, to get in touch with anybody whose safety might be jeopardised.
Thank you very much, Simon and Ian. Thank you. Morning to you. We're now starting to hear from other customers who have been affected. Here's an email to us. Stephen, I'm another customer who was affected by the flood at Belfast International Airport. I experienced the exact same treatment by the airport as your callers on the show. In fact, I heard, and they then go on to talk about another part of the airport, which we do not have evidence for, so I'll not read that out. Like your callers, says this caller, says this person in the email, there was no visible presence in the car park, notification or duty of care. I am still waiting on my car to be fixed. I will never use this airport again. And another email. Stephen, this has happened to my neighbours. They parked in the overflow car park during the same period as mentioned. I met my neighbour a couple of weeks ago, asked about her holiday in Portugal. She said the holiday was okay, but that their Audi A4 had been written off after the car park had been flooded. The airport had organised a taxi for the family to get home to Port Stewart. Her husband treasured the car and was very disappointed. So we're now starting to get a flow of people into the Nolan Show who have been affected by this. Peter, morning to you.
Well, Stephen, I just think that everybody, if it was me and I came out to my car and it was flooded, the first thing I'd do is go over to the airport, explain it, see what to do. If they came to me and it says, get your car home, get your courtesy car, and we'll get it fixed for you, I don't think what else they can do for you. You know what I mean?
You do realise that there are people who may have been away for 2 or 3 weeks, whatever, but the time they got back home, Peter, the water in their car may have subsided. And the AA saying there is a danger associated with that, and the airport have not warned people. You do realise that is the story here, that people may be driving a car where the safety features of the car are compromised.
But listen, Stephen, if you're giving your insurance company, I would build your insurance company.
This isn't about money. Sorry, how is someone going to go to their insurance company if they don't know there was a potential problem? People might have come back from holiday not knowing what the airport knew, which is cars have been flooded.
You'd know where your car was, Stephen. Listen, it was like that girl. What I see with the airport, I don't like the international airport, but what I see is they can't do any more than they're doing. They never pulled a stroke like saying we're not paying for it. It's an act of God. They've obviously gone ahead and said, go and get it. If I crash my car, go to the insurance company, they send it to the assessor to look at the damage, check it out and say, you're not driving that, and that's all I can see. They haven't refused to pay. I think that's the most important. They're happy enough sorting them out and paying the damage. You know, I can't see what else to do.
Why do you think they didn't release a statement to the media, to the public at large at the time, or indeed to the Nolan Show? Why do you think they're not saying, well, look, if your car's been affected, here's what our advice is to do, here's where to write to? Why do you think they're staying completely silent.
Well, maybe they've just looked at it as your car's damaged, you're going straight to it, and you hardly drive it home if it's flooded, or that. And maybe they're scared of abuse.
One of our callers did.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
Say I was driving the car home and all of a sudden I heard that. Yeah, I know it sounds terrible, Steve, but it does happen. There's scams happen. It must stop me getting home and throwing a couple of buckets of water on the floor of my car and saying it was damaged while I was up at the airport.
There's no suggestion that anyone, of course, is scamming the airport.
That's maybe why they never put it out. So if the damage was done to your car, you're going to go to the airport and you're going to tell them exactly, listen, my car's out there, the floors are wet, what happened? And they're going to say...
But they will have a record. Belfast International Airport will have a record of everyone who parked in their car park because they've got those electronic systems.
Yeah.
Is it not the responsible thing to do for that airport to now contact all of those people who parked in that area and say to them, your car safety features may have been compromised. Please go and get your car checked out at a local garage and we will pay for it because your safety is of paramount importance. Would that thing to do?
But they haven't refused to do it. Stephen, say if you want your insurance company 3 weeks after you take it out of the car park, they're going to go, listen, you should have brought it up and the damage was done. We're not going to look at it. Probably outside it. You know what I mean?
Peter, thank you, mate. Trevor and Dunmurray. Morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Trevor.
I was wondering, with regard to the planning permission, surely even on a 28-day interim, there would have had to have been safety checks and overview by council before allowing it.
There may have been safety checks, we don't know, but there are questions now, which the Nolan Show will be submitting to Andrew Minute Nobby Borough Council, Trevor.
I'm glad to hear it.
What do you make of this story?
I would suggest that there's a lot of money to be made in car parking, and it's long overdue we had a rail link.
Trevor, thank you. Sean, morning, Sean.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yes, I came back from Portugal, and my car was actually flooded as well. We were driving out of the car park, and my wife said, who spilt the water? We thought we had actually spilt a bottle of water. And we looked down at the fitwell, and there was about 3 to 4 inches of water all around the car. The boot was actually flooded to the depth of maybe 6 or 7 inches.
Where was it parked?
It was parked in the Long Stay car park. The Long Stay car park that had no tarmac in it. And, I actually then got on to Belfast International Airport. They then asked me to contact their solicitors based over in Leeds, which I've done. And I explained all to them. We got a quote to obviously get it valeted inside. We couldn't have use of the car for over 3 days. The car's still a really bad smell inside it. But I'm actually now worried about the fact that the AA are saying that there could be an issue with the airbags or the electrics being compromised going forward. So that's something I'm going to have to go back and get revisited. Yesterday, they actually made an offer for compensation for the car. It wasn't what I wanted, but they kind of made an offer to about two-thirds the value of what I was seeking.
You've heard the AA express concerns about safety now. What is your message to the International Airport that they have not made public, that they knew that a number of people have been affected by this? And they must have asked themselves the same question as us. What about the safety concerns?
Well, that's it. Clearly, I went online and seen some of the photographs of the flooding in the car park after I came back from holidays and went online and looked, and I've seen others that have been affected. When I contacted the car park, I suppose supervisor, they indicated it was an act of God, suggested that I contact my insurance. I said I'll not be contacting my insurance because at the end of the day, if you contact your insurance, even though it's a no-fault claim, you definitely get loaded with your premiums in subsequent years. I then went online and I found a report from a consultant indicating that there was work done a number of years ago.
We've just got to go to the news, so I'm sorry to stop you, Sean. Would you trust that airport again?
No, go through Dublin. Honestly, it's just a nightmare. Every time I use Belfast International Airport, whether it's security queues, and in this instance, getting a car flooded, I wouldn't go back to it.
You need to get your car checked in a garage. That's the AA's advice.
That's going to happen.